That's the country I'm rolling out, ready, rolling out. Smoking fire first, now. That's my nigga, man. I was one of the first people on track, and people used to tick on me in school for real shit.
Okay. All right. So we back with a special edition. Gavin did a little overtime with us. We gave him a couple of extra dollars to stay with us tonight.
I ain't getting that nigga shit.
Okay. Well,
really.
Okay. So we all gonna do a. I guess we're gonna call this a round robin, a round table type of a thing because everybody's got one question to go around.
Shoot your cock.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah, so my question for everybody.
Come on, bro.
Y'all ready?
This is done, bro.
Okay, here we go. Perfect credit score, or you take $200 cash right now?
$200?
I'm sorry. I'm tripping, bro. Hold up.
$200, nigga. What?
Listen, a perfect credit score are $200,000.
Can I answer this real quick?
No, I ask one question before you answer. Because my question is, will you be willing to tell us what our credit score is if we take the 200?
No.
Damn.
Right, so you can go based off of whatever your credit score is now, what you think it is.
Oh, my shit is good.
Okay, so based on...
All right, so I'm going... Give me the 200 grand.
Okay,
let me tell you why I'm giving you... Give me the 200 grand.
You fix your credit with that.
Not only do you fix your credit with that, but...
You get the... Never
mind. No, hold on.
Go ahead.
I'm taking the 200 grand because I don't want to have to borrow any money. Like, a credit score is literally to borrow
money. My lips.
Yeah, like, you know, whatever. On a different note, I can buy whatever I want to buy.
Or buy out.
Yeah. Whatever I want to buy, I can buy it with 200 grand. Yeah. Like,
that's true.
Mark, I don't need the perfect credit score. Yeah. I don't want to borrow no money.
No matter what, even if your credit score is bad.
You can keep your credit score.
Well, okay, well, now you don't even got your credit score.
Perfect. 800. Well,
no,
70.
He said.
Okay, well don't.
You got a black card.
Okay,
you got
say you don't. Say you don't know your credit score. That would be even better. Say you don't know your credit score.
You got a black card.
I'll take your 200 grand.
Why?
Really?
Why? Because I'm in bad debt.
You an educated one.
He said
I'm in bad debt.
Yeah, I'm in bad debt. I got student loans and shit. So I know.
You just had to go get a law degree, huh? Ladies, he got a law degree. Holla at that nigga. he gonna play a little Drake for you.
He caused a hoes earlier,
though. Chill, man. That's a black.
Hold on. Y'all don't understand where I'm coming from. In my defense, how do I spell hoes, Duvall?
H-E-A-U-X.
Exactly.
What?
H-E-A-U-X.
Exactly. So it's not really hoes.
It's not really hoes.
It's like,
yeah, like hola.
I spell, whenever I say, type in hoes in my phone, or I say hoes, I mean H-E-A-U-X-S. Hoes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not as disrespectful. That's how I look at it. That's how I look at it. That's my way of getting by. That's my way of getting by. But
my thing was, before, Rod changed the rules because my credit score right now is in the mid 700s, so I'm cool.
Okay. But you make it, what you do with a perfect credit score, you can still get it 7, whatever you are.
Exactly.
So it don't matter.
What is it, 750 and up?
You get whatever the same
thing. Yeah.
It's the same regardless.
But then you got to check it because your FICO credit score goes to like 850, but the regular credit score only goes to 8.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at my FICO, the shit is like high. But if you give me the regular shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm in the lower upper 700s. Point is, I get approved, niggas.
So you taking the 200 grand?
Well, if you tell me I don't know my credit score,
you don't know it,
then I'm going to look at a credit. I'm gonna take the perfect credit.
Gavin's gonna co-sign.
I ain't co-sign.
Hey, bro, I need this house, bro. What's up?
So what's your reasoning behind that?
Because you can get shit that. We can both go to a dealership right now.
Yep.
Here you go with this bullshit.
It's the
Facebook bullshit.
No, I get it.
It makes sense.
If I'm selling you and Ty a car, I'm going to go with whoever doesn't have cash in hand.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm telling you why. Because what happens is the person who has the credit,
I get charged more.
I get charged more. I get more money on the back end.
Right.
Versus, you going to hand me whatever cash.
As long as I don't fuck
Okay, I'm out of that whenever you're done.
So that's the only reason why. But me, I look at your credit score can take you where money can. You can have all the money in the world, but if you got a 500 credit score, you can't. Certain doors are open for you.
True,
but you can fix that. With but $200,000.
It takes time. My thing though is,
I had a $300 hold on my credit score one time, and it took like 3 years to fall out. I had a call.
Here
you
got
to fall up. It's tough, man.
My thing though is, you take the credit score, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you buy?
It depends. You want property?
That,
oh, property. Let's just say property.
Property. I mean,
but you still got to pay that back.
You do. So sure, if I got $200,000 on hand, and let's say my credit ain't the best, but I really ain't got that much debt. The debt I can handle.
Yep,
true.
I'd rather just spend this $200,000 because I could probably negotiate better.
That
because cat no matter what time and what day and age it is, cash is always king.
Right, cool. Right, and
like
which is why cash
loses value. What you gonna do?
When does cash lose its value?
The paper they no, the money.
When does
they
it lose its value?
Bro, you.
But why is cash is cash because of gold. It's based off of gold.
It's based off the amount of gold
that the U.S. has.
This is my counter to you with your whole dealership thing. Okay, yeah, you got a credit score, and they can say, okay, well, I can do his shit, and I can get over.
True,
but if you go there,
that shit.
Exactly. But if you go there and you say, listen, when you got cash, you got the upper hand because if your car is $25,000, if you say, look,
I got twenty.
What you gonna do?
And if I look at you and say, I get.
They're not gonna let you walk with 20 grand.
Ty got 20 grand. The car costs 25. Ty got 20 grand, but you got approved for 30 grand.
Okay.
I'm letting you get the car over Ty. That's a fact.
I'll go find it somewhere else.
Exactly.
No. You saying that. But the white man ain't. Let's just go ahead and keep it 100. You saying that right
okay,
now.
Okay, but if they dealing with you directly, it's only you and him. It ain't got nothing to do with
I've
seen it happen the other way. I've also seen it happen as though, like, yo, such and such costs 500 grand. This person is approved for 500 grand, but this person is not, but they got 200 grand. You like, no, give me your 500 because I let somebody else. Because you got to say,
but see, also,
I think you're missing this point, If I got 200 grand and I got a 650 credit score, I'm going to get approved for that other 300 grand.
Maybe.
Most of the time.
No, I bought a house, my G. Like, it ain't as easy as you think.
If my shit is...
I bought a house. It cost me...
But with your example, I seen someone buy a car that was worth 32 and only show it with 20 and like, take it or leave it. And they be like, I ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm saying. So if you put yourself in a position where if you got the cash in hand and they willing to walk away from that shit, that's on them.
Right. You talking about one-on-one. I'm talking about if it's two-on-one.
I mean, but okay. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
if it's one-on-one, somebody come and be like, yo, y'all, man.
Yeah, because that's a business decision.
I'm going to give y'all a real nigga example. You remember when you used to go into the store, you used to go to Authentics and get the Jabos, and you'd be like, I only got 30.
So
check this out. Imagine you going to get some same Jabos. You looking at the man like, yo, I got $20. The Jabos cost 60, but I got 20. But your homeboy comes like, yo, I got my credit card. Who are you giving the Jabos to?
Right. The guy that's got this going.
Now. Never mind. That's
what I see your boy. No, I see your boy.
So, my thing.
I see your boy.
Check this out. And I'm not trying to. I bought a house. My house was like 150, right?
Yeah.
I put nothing down. But my credit score was right. So, they gave me that. They was like, you good.
You ain't put shit down there.
Yeah. Not a damn thing.
That's good.
I put
no
serious.
But that's good. Credit score.
Because
that's just how they do. That's just like when you go to
the
dealership.
I grew up in Huntersville, but my parents is black.
But that's just how they do with a dealership. If you whatever money you put down, it never goes to the car. It goes to the damn realtor or whoever whoever's doing your shit.
So my thing
so
was
if you
when I
not
there,
put shit down, you
when
good.
I went
to
my house, I put nothing down. But they was just like, your credit score is good. Now, they told me, they was like, what is your credit score before? But I was smart. I did the proper things of making sure I had what Ty said earlier, which helps his case. I had no debt. I made sure I paid all my debt down. I made sure I did certain things. So it was like, yo, you going to give me this shit because my credit is right.
Fine.
And you don't trust me on it.
Yep.
So,
but that's all it is. But I mean,
can I
if I had a large amount of debt, like Mark said, what did he say? I got student loans. My student loans is like at 3 grand. So I'm not taking 200.
Yeah.
I'm going to go spend stupid shit. I'm going to get my Rolex. Do I got enough for a rafe after that? I don't know. But I'm doing nigga shit.
But if you do it the right way, you good.
This is my thing in your case.
Invest in Shamir's dream.
I don't want to go
shit.
I don't want to go too deep, but fuck it, I got to. If you're not putting nothing down in your home,
true,
because you got all you got is credit.
Yeah,
my home costs $300,000.
True,
I got $200,000 mm-hmm. in my pocket. 20% is 60.
Yeah,
technically I'm coming out on the better end.
True, but they gonna look at you and say. So this is what happened. Your house costs $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
You got $200,000.
Yep.
So they're going to look at you and be like, you only need to put 20% 60, down.
60.
Yeah. But what you're going to do to be smart is, how about this? I'll give y'all the full $200,000 up front. So you only got to work. Because you're not going
to. I'm not giving you the $200,000 up front.
Well, you have to.
No, you don't have to.
That would be the better
option. No. You're absolutely correct. You don't have to. But what's going to happen?
No, because if I give you the $200,000 up front, I still fall back into the same category of just having a good credit score and no money.
So this this is what happened.
I fall into
if you give the $200,000 up front, what's going to happen is you're going to have to get a loan for $100,000.
Exactly. So I fall into that same category as you not putting half
into
the
let's say you only put 20% down. That leaves the $60,000. That leaves the other $240,000. Then you have to get a loan for that amount.
That means my credit's better. That means
I don't have to pay insurance on the back end.
That means I'm putting down that 20%.
So I'm trying to tell you what's gonna happen. They're gonna check where you.
Man, come on, dude, gift it to me, bro.
It's a gift.
But they all right, he already gifted it to
you. So, like, this what happened. I've been through this because I had to circle money. I had to wash money. The non-hood way.
I
had to get money to people to get back to me. So what's gonna happen is, let's say it's three. You say, I'm only going to put 20% down. Then they're going to say, all right, we're going to run your credit to loan out $240,000.
Exactly.
If your credit ain't going to pass for $100,000, if you would have threw the whole $200,000 down, it's not going to run for $240,000.
Right.
So then the other part is, now,
I'm thinking, like, say I'm at like a $650,000.
What I've heard from, because I have a couple of people, shout out to the Unscripted
Podcast. Nigga, if you had goddamn 500.
This nigga tried to cut off my
plug. Go ahead, man.
Shout out to the Unscripted Plug.
I had a realtor on,
I'm real cool with another realtor. The word is, if you're over $650,000, you can pretty much get anything when it comes to a house.
Yep.
Sure.
And a car.
Definitely a car.
Yeah.
That's comparing, $200,000 to $10,000. Yeah. Like, you can get a car. You can get whatever.
I have a credit score less than that. Get a car.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're fine.
They'll get you in a car.
See,
they will get you.
Remember Apple Motors off of Wilkinson? You might be over there.
See, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, Apple Motors, you're going to be paying 24% interest. But anyways.
That shit's crazy, dog.
Anyways, I'm not thinking like you ain't got...
It's my time for the question.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, by the way, I would have took the $200,000.
True.
Why?
Is that because you have student loans? I think a lot of niggas look at it because of student loans.
It's a lot you could do with that $200,000.
Exactly, it's student loans, but I'm not going to spend it all on student loans and get cleared out.
You can
keep that shit.
Student loans is not bad debt.
I look at student loans as bad debt for one reason.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you cannot.
I'm investing that.
You cannot pay it off early.
What?
Student loans. Oh. Your interest is already calculated. Exactly. It's already thrown in.
Yeah.
Not unless you pay it like as soon as you get it.
Yeah.
As soon as you get a loan.
In the 6 months.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So, when I look at it, with your credit card right now, they charge you interest, but at a certain point, if you keep paying more, your interest is going to cut down. Student loans, it don't. Because I tried. I was like, yo, I'm good. And I was hot.
This is why I figured student loans were like not the best. This is the only reason, because even if you die, somebody got to pay that shit.
Exactly.
College is a scam.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in that. That's a whole other topic. Because I agree with
a lot of it is, but.
Well, all of us agree, so it don't matter.
Hey, I wish I had another question.
Your question. My question is, what is your top 5 mixtapes all time?
God damn, bro.
That's tough. This is like your top 5. Nobody ain't going to argue. Well, I'm not about to. I'm the arguer on this podcast clearly tonight. But I'm not going to argue with nobody. Be like, why isn't this in there? Or
I am.
If you could run through your, if you feel like you can do your top 10 quick, do it. But if not, what's your top 5? I'm going to give you an example. Let me give you mine.
I don't know.
My top 5 mixtapes. If I had to do mixtapes, I'm going to give y'all my top 10. This is how quick it is. Both of Big Crit's mixtapes is in there.
All right, cool. I'm with you. I'm okay.
Hold on. J. Cole, right now, like.
Which one's Friday
and the next one.
Crit was here.
Crit was here. Them shits is classic.
That was the first one.
Dedication 2 and 3 is in mine. No Ceilings is in mine.
Oh, you're giving
on
10.
Yeah, I'm giving my 10 because it's quick.
Okay.
Friday Night Lights is in there. Yeah.
You didn't name mine.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm trying to think who else. I actually got Kush and Orange Juice in mine because I love that. Same and I don't even like Wiz like that.
Same here.
What's another one I got in mind?
Can I throw, because you've named all mine. I'm going to throw one more in
here. We might not be enemies like we thought.
I'm going to throw.
You didn't name mine, so.
This one's a little older. I'm saying you guys may or may not remember it. I can't remember the exact name.
So Far Gone is in that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
so far.
That shit is classic.
Sick. I'm going to throw this.
I can't remember exactly the name.
It's a Jay-Z shit when he went off the fucking Joe Budden jump off beat and everything like that. It's a full Desert Storm Jay-Z fucking.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't.
And mixtape, that shit's just like, damn, I didn't know this guy had it all in him.
So I think it's funny because Big Crit got 2. Lil Wayne got 3 mixtapes in my top 10. There's another one. There was one Kanye mixtape, which I love.
You talking about the one where he, the bear? It's like
I'm good, nigga. Bears. That's it. The first fucking mixtape that nigga did. Bro, I'm good. Had everything from College Dropout on it. And like, it had other shit.
There's another one. It's a yellow mixtape.
It's Academics. It's a cover. It's Academics.
I remember Flight School by Kanye.
Flight School was like the third or fourth one. Bro, Academics is like the second one, I'm telling you, bro.
What you got, Rod? Because you ain't answered.
I just told you. You named mine.
Oh, okay.
Y'all remember when you was at when So Far Gone came out? That shit changed music.
Yeah, the crazy shit is, before So Far Gone, I heard Ransom with Drake on it with Lil Wayne. And I told everybody to Drake.
Bro, I got comeback season on here, bro.
Really?
And I was like, I didn't hear. And then I went back and listened to Comeback Season after I heard Ransom. And I was like, oh, nah, this model-looking nigga, Drake, because he was on the front of Comeback Season looking like a model. Even though in real life he looks
like
an ogre.
Shout out to Non-Scripted Podcast.
You know what I'm saying? He has the ogre head thing going. Like, real shit.
Quick synopsis.
Wale got one. Wale got one.
Downtown.
But at the same time.
Can you?
Let me throw something out. All right.
Wale got one. But that nigga.
So is Drake. I remember Drake. I want to say it was maybe it was whole sophomore year. And my brother, my younger brother, kept telling me about
this nigga. You ain't got no brother. Drake. I'm your brother.
Yeah. All right, fuck it. My younger brother kept telling me about this nigga Drake. And he's like, yo, this nigga on the grass, he can rap his ass off.
Jamar said the same thing. I said,
like, nigga, I'm not listening to no nigga on fucking Nickelodeon. Bro, he's like, yo, you got to go check him out. This is about a year before everybody else got on him. So I go check him out. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I remember one day driving to this chick crib because I'm using my homeboy car freshman year. And I'm like, yo. This nigga's actually fucking nice.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Can I get my 5?
Go ahead, bro.
All right, I got Cushion OJ. I got So Far Gone. I got Dedication 2.
Yeah.
I got More About Nothing. And then I said something else.
Soul Tapes.
I said the Soul Tapes. But I'm gonna have Friday to like as a, I said Friday night. Night
Lights. The same thing.
I said Friday Night Lights. It's top ten.
Okay,
so we'll throw Friday Night Lights. But
No. Go to your 5.
I forgot Man on the Moon. That first
Kid Cudi.
Man on the Moon.
That shit was fire, dog. We put that shit into the market.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Shit out.
but, shit. All right, now just tell her I was like, damn.
All right, just for everybody to know, I got up and ran. That shit was
spicy. Now, I remember listening to that shit, and my homeboy was arguing with his mom on the phone, and this nigga go, you mad because my tires ain't catching? And me and my other homeboy like, nigga, your tires being flat and got shit to do with you getting a fucking accident. But we like, yo, this fucking mixtape dope.
That first Cuddy mixtape was on some other shit.
It was. But so I would say this is another mixtape that most people probably haven't heard that's in my top 10. Kid Cudi had a dude on that mixtape called King Chip.
King Chip from Ohio, I think.
His shit, yep. He got a mixtape called The Cleveland Show.
Yep.
This is before Cleveland, The Cleveland Show popped up.
I never listened to
that
it.
That shit was fire. But you kind of got to remember.
Nigga,
it came
I
out
know
the same.
Fucking music, bro.
That shit was fire. No, that's in my top
music,
10. Bro.
Man,
I'm
you
like,
know
I
we do
it.
That shit over here. Look, man. Tyler certified in my
I almost peed on myself when you said that, the Kid Cudi.
When that Man on the Moon mixtape, that first mixtape that you dropped, or was it with Embrace the Martian and all that other shit on there?
That's the shit. Y'all ain't gonna say the
that
drop?
Shit was on
no Jeezy, no Trap or Die?
Nah,
that,
bro.
Jeezy's
first album.
Yo, Rick is top Rick five. Ross, Rich Forever is in my shit. That shit. I'm gonna be rich forever!
See,
that
not.
Shit was tight.
Yeah, I'm not a Rick. I like Rick Ross. Shit, but I'm not a Rick Ross fan.
Bro, freshman year of high school, I thought I was Jeezy. I'm going to throw that out there. I just knew
I
was fucking Jeezy, bro.
I laughed.
No. I didn't have no Vein & Stone
Mantis.
I
can see that.
I ain't have it. But everybody was just like, yo, you fucking sell drugs or something.
I just laughed.
How the fuck you always got everything?
I just laughed, but everybody thought I was Jeezy too, my nigga. I grew up in Huntersville.
I can see that.
Yo, shout out to Leisure Lane. You know what I'm saying? Bud Henderson, you know what I mean? I thought I was hood. And I went to, I had a King Bandit Snowman shirt. It had two guns on the side of my mama's set.
I thought that was
off.
The worst thing ever. I thought the Bandit Snowman was so fucking lame. But I was like, you know what? This nigga Jeezy so fucking nice.
Yeah.
And from his mixtape, I was like, bro.
I have to admit, I was always
Ooh,
a Gucci
man.
I was always
Gucci. Everybody liked
Gucci. That shit was hit.
But
I thought
Gucci man went harder.
I can respect him.
I thought Gucci man went harder.
Me too.
I like Nicki Minaj Beat Me Up Scotty.
Get the
That's when
out.
She was. No,
okay.
She was actually rapping.
Mark, your question.
What's up?
What's the question you got,
that nigga?
Man?
Go to
the
top.
The question
brother.
I got.
I
gotta
be
in the bathroom. Tyler went to the bathroom.
Damn, I gotta piss.
I got a question. I had to come up with a question. I didn't tell me this beforehand.
Yeah, we did, bro. We, right,
dang it,
bro. But just do it.
Y'all
do one for the hoes. H E A U X S.
I'll do one for the ladies.
Okay. Oh.
Let's do it for the ladies. What you got for us, man? Yo, shout out to Unscripted Podcast. We the realest podcast out there. This is
the
second realest podcast, but you know what I'm
saying. Yeah, you done
said it 10 times. Y'all gonna be on the beer watch in a couple of weeks.
Hey, you can you say something about me?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Bro, I remember one time my mom embarrassed me, bro. It reminded me of what Todd just did. I was playing Call of Duty, right? And I was whooping niggas' asses. And my mom
was
came
this college when we was online?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Only thing I remember, and only person who knows this story is Jamar, because he was on the other side of the headset.
Yeah.
My mom came in the room, you gotta shut up and turn that down. And, bruh, let me tell you how I fucked up Jamar. Jamar didn't act like he knew me. He's like, wow, man, you're a bitch, man. Your mom just came in your fucking room, just told you to shut the fuck up, man. You're a bitch. You're a suck. And niggas was roasting me. And it was so fucked up, man. So fuck Jamar, fuck Call of Duty. And I got what
you
my
don't play no more.
I really haven't played. Man,
I got,
I'm so
I got a question
busy.
Right here, man.
Well, I got a piss.
I think I got a question.
What the
Mark? Yo,
and shout out
to Jamar, man, because he looked out for me for a 50 bag a minute ago. He looked out so humbly. So shout out to Jamar, man. I actually been chilling for like 2 weeks.
Cool.
So I'm on some chill. I wish, man. But the crazy thing is, I just cop a quarter, like, and then I was like, I'm chilling. I normally drop the half, but I was like, man, let me. But anyway. But it's in my shoe. But not this shoe. But it's in my Jordan box. You know what
I got
mean?
You. I got you.
But shit. You know what? I was talking about this earlier.
Okay.
I don't think girls know that there's two types of cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There's two types of cheating.
Oh my
There's physical cheating and there's emotional cheating.
Okay.
But girls really don't even look at, they look at everything as physical.
Emotional cheating or mental?
Emotional is mental.
Okay.
Because if you got a nigga that you use specifically for emotions that you use to tell, that you use to tell secrets, you use to get his input on stuff, and you like how he, that's cheating too. You know what I'm saying? Or you like to chill with him, but you like to fuck another nigga.
What's the comment or question you asking?
Yeah. That's just my thing. I just am I alone in that? Because I think not saying, but I've seen that often.
Can girl, I call a friend?
Because girls be like,
can I call a friend?
I let this nigga ride. This nigga
can
nigga.
I call a friend?
We do have female in the room.
We do.
We have a female in the room.
Can I? No. Come on over.
I think that's true.
Come on over.
Types of
came up. Huh? Kevin, listen to his comment.
I think there's two types of cheating. I think there's physical, which I think dudes are more so. Okay. I guess I would say dudes physically cheat more.
Yeah.
But girls, you know, females. A lot of times they'll blame a nigga for cheating or blame a dude for cheating. But at the same time, they have a dude who they specifically share their secrets with, who they specifically.
That's my last one.
And honestly, these are the same dudes that they will sleep in these guys' beds.
Yeah.
But then, and they'll be like, oh, that's just my friend. We didn't do nothing. I just spent the night. But so at the same time, you in a nigga bed.
So I've seen that happen.
No, I've seen it happen.
I said like this. This podcast
like,
I've been on the other end
of it. Like, I've been the guy where the chick sleeping in my bed, and I'm like, "Yo, damn, so why aren't you fucking?" Nah, I'm saying
I ain't played no Drake. I just had a later date.
Yeah, I ain't played
so
no Drake.
What's your two different forms of cheating?
Emotional, there's physical. There's physical, like having sex and then and bouncing or whatever it would be. And then there's emotional. There's emotional.
You're talking about
for
women?
Yeah. For everybody. I think if you separate like that, you have somebody you like, I didn't cheat because I didn't have sex. Well, this is the guy or girl. It can happen both ways.
I can tell y'all my big happy out there. I'm engaged.
You said what?
Why would you put that out there? Why would you just shut up and be like,
say it.
I think that like just not comment. Like just shut the fuck up.
I'm
gonna have to teach you this shit, man. Huh?
I personally think neither is over the other.
Because I've had niggas try to
fight me. Not necessarily both, or whatever, that's kind of both.
Ain't nobody whooping my ass.
Nigga.
Nah, that ain't what I heard. I heard that state you was getting your ass whooped.
More so than Howard, but I was not getting my ass whooped. More so than Howard, the niggas really trying to challenge, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like, oh, I heard you hanging out with my girl and shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like
we just drunk.
But then I had to step back and take a look at it and be like, how would I feel if
so?
Ryan
asked the question.
You know what
I'm gonna
saying?
Ask
and I'm like, damn, she is cheating. What?
So is that why? No. Let me throw this out. Is that why you're so like on, like cheating for guys?
What you mean?
Like if somebody, for instance, if Gavin says, hey man, I'm gonna go check out old girl, and you like, nah, nigga, you can't do that shit. Is that the reason you? Yeah, is that the reason you like that?
What you mean?
Because niggas already checked you, and you got self evaluation.
You got your ass whooped.
Nah.
You got your shit raw.
Never mind, you could have called us, cuz.
Not me, nigga. I wouldn't come to DC.
I'll keep it a buck. It does come from a personal story. But I wasn't fazed about it at the time because I was like, I ain't hit her. Like, what you fucking, like, what are you talking
you
about?
You could have called me. Like, I'm from Huntersville, bro. Like, we don't play that shit.
Everything you done is real.
Yeah, y'all niggas laughing. I got some straight face.
Y'all niggas.
Look, I'm from the city, and look, if you don't hit, you didn't cheat. If you don't hit, you ain't in the wrong. And the thing is, I knew the nigga.
What did they say? I might have got a little hair, but I wasn't.
No, that was common. That was common. Real shit. I told you I know music, nigga.
His beat CD was a classic.
Nigga, watch it. Goddamn.
I sat back and I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? He deserves to be mad. Because at the same time, like her hanging out with me, her hit me up all the time. Not necessarily me.
She only sucked Joe dick.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't even getting no head. Yo, that's a man. I was just chilling with her.
Yo, I gotta reconsider some things.
I ran into a situation.
Are you saying it was that? Good? I was about to.
Question for the table. Okay. How many girls can really give head? What's your percentage on how many girls can?
Really give head? 25.
30.
I respect it. How many girls can really give head? Give me that.
I wouldn't even go 30. My first. Nah, because girls be acting like they ain't never ate a popsicle before. A lollipop. Real shit. Like
some of them don't know that.
I'll be like, and they'll be like, how do I?
But some of them don't even do that.
Like, you like it.
If you look at a chick.
What's your number, man?
I can't stand none of
that. At first I would say, like, off gate when you said that, I was like 25, but I can't even go that high.
Okay, cool.
I'll go about 15.
Can we phone a friend?
I think it's not fair because she's never got her dick sucked. She don't have a dick.
But she knows the talent behind.
Not necessarily, because we don't know.
I only know myself. I can't
see.
No, that's the thing. You know your talent behind
you. Right. What's your percentage?
I'm going to say about 33%.
Okay, cool. Because mine has always been, I think 30% of women can suck dick. Now, let me ask y'all this. 15, how many? 20.
But I mess with Sadiddy. I mess with Sadiddy chase.
Like, so I'm gonna give myself.
Go ahead. I never thought about that.
That's a good thing. Yeah. I mess.
Does that mean she can't be a
what
friend?
What you say, man? What you say, Ty?
I was about to get myself in trouble, nigga. Nah,
So let me ask you this. What percentage of women can actually fuck?
Oh, here he goes. Y'all
ain't
saying this question is asked often.
Yeah, I ask this at my house all the time because I think a lot of women think like, oh, if it's 10 girls, 7 of them can suck dick and maybe 9 of them can fuck. But females, I laugh.
But females also think because their pussy is good that they can fuck.
No. Whoa.
Not true.
This is what they think. Just because you come, mean they made you come.
Yeah,
that's what they think. I've been over here plenty of times. Like, this I'm is why shit now.
This
like,
is why I talking, bitch. I closed my eyes and I came. I don't want nobody to think that was me. So what's your percentage of girls that can actually fuck?
I can't stand y'all.
It's higher than girls that can.
How much higher? Because mine is higher, but how much higher?
I'll say about...
You said head was 35.
I said 15 and 20. Because I messed with Sadiddy joint. Like, and they be acting 10. Like they don't know what to do. Dick.
So,
like,
killing the dry. That's just who I'm here, nigga.
And I'll be at the
coach. What's your percentage, my G?
I said, that's 2 out of 10.
That can fuck.
God damn.
By the way, my thing is...
I would give that closer to 30.
Okay, cool. My thing is 30 can give head, 40%.
I'll go about 40%.
My thing is 40% can fuck, 30% can suck dick. But that's all I want to ask.
And I say 40 because that last 10% you kind of got to coach a little bit, and then they get the angle.
And they get it.
You got to think about it.
You
got to
think about it.
I mean, you can
coach your head,
but
the worst thing in the world.
That's something you got to know. You've been practicing your entire life. You got to know that shit.
If a female ain't willing to get coached, not saying that I have to take, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll take coaching is only constructive criticism.
All right, so let me play devil's advocate.
But women don't know how to understand.
Let me play devil's advocate here.
I mean, having sex is even about how you go about it. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that even
the feeling,
just not even the feeling, but how you enter it. I used to have this chick bad. You know what I'm saying? And she was good. You know, the cooch was straight, But she used to always be like, but she used to always be like, she used to always be like, she used to turn over and be like, oh, you want to have sex now? I hate that shit. Like, you have to know how to initiate. That is the part I want to fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you ask me that? Just do it. A girl asked me one time, she said, why is your number so low? Because, no disrespect, my girl knew how I was because me and her was best friends before we ended up getting together. Yeah. I told her, I said, I can read, literally, y'all gonna laugh when I say this. I can read Stankbox, and I can read Who Got Good Head, and I can read like who can actually fuck. I can literally read. When I meet you as a woman, I know. I'm like, yeah, your box stank.
Like, I don't know about. I've been surprised.
I've been surprised. Like,
you are too little for that.
I'm really a
seeing with me has been your house too clean for that. Yeah. Look at the little details, bro. The little details matter, bro.
So my thing is always been
how cool. Your toes done, but your pussy stained. But it's little details. Like, you gotta take care of the whole thing.
I respect that. I can read it though. So my thing has always been, I've always told girls, I'm like, yo, I already know this, so we cool. So one girl said, how do you know this? And I said, she said, how did you get to that conclusion that so many women can't fuck or give good head? And I said, because as a man, the only time where we're not in control or given the opportunity to be in control is our first time of having sex. Your first time of having sex,
it's not up to you at all.
It wasn't. So you was either with a girl who's more experienced or if she was less experienced, you had to act like you knew more. So it was like, whatever. But
J. Cole verse. But go ahead.
Exactly.
I thought you were saying it's your first time having sex with that specific girl.
No.
So I let that shit ride. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's my first time.
Everybody gets one.
All right. My first time having sex, I mean, it was a girl who was more experienced than me. Once. I had never had. You come in her once.
I said after we had sex, I'm comfortable.
It's a couple of DNA tests that you need to go ahead and take.
So my thing was,
all the girls who I had talked to, like, the first guy I ever been with, she was more experienced than me. She had more, you know, she was a hoe. I'm going to go ahead and call it what it is. No disrespect to her.
Same. My first time was with her.
Most times, so she knows more, so she teaches you more. After that, every girl who you're with, you either on top the most, or you're giving her what you got, whatever. She's less experienced. So when I look at girls, it's like, yo, every dude you've been with, he might have the same mindset as me, or y'all just didn't have that.
He doesn't know how to communicate.
That either. So, I mean,
I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Say a chick had sex with, let's just say, 5 guys.
Okay.
Those guys have to be willing to communicate with her to say, hey, this is what I like, what you do. Because, sure. I mean, most of the time, we're probably going to have sex more than once.
Probably. If I hit her one time, then I'm like, shout out to my boy The Go, a.k.a. Ass. He always said, if you hit a girl more than twice, you really love her. He's like, you
what?
Like her.
Whoa, love.
Bro, nah, I didn't clear
true.
That whole.
That's not true.
Go ahead, clarify. Nigga, I said earlier.
More than two. You said more than twice. I gotta correct it.
I've had half a bottle of Tito's, so I'm saying I slipped. He said you like her.
More than twice, you like her. All right, you said twice.
His logic was, if you hit a girl 3 times, you literally like her.
And I'll say that.
But his disclaimer was,
that's true.
It's something that you like about her.
I think that's true. Okay, I got that's true. If you hit her more than twice, because this girl, I hit the second time I was
exactly.
Like, no, I fuck her, but like I like her hair.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's something that you like about her. Now, he said that like 3 years ago.
Even if I liked the hair,
I was a virgin
more than twice.
Before I met my fiance. But when I was a virgin, there was a girl and, you know, whatever. And I was like, yo, she hit. And he was like, yo, it's something you like about her. Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm going to just throw this out here.
Weirdo. Is this your question?
No. Because me and Gavin have kind of like followed the same trend
about, man.
Several times.
I don't know you.
going after the same exact chick several fucking times. All right,
so this is the third time that he said this on the podcast. Let me clarify.
Is it the third?
We was at a house.
It's been more than once. Oh,
man. So we was at
That was one time.
We was at a house party, and there was this girl, Ty tried to holler at her, and he hated.
Whoa. You started off wrong. This is spring break in Atlanta. First time I met
Okay.
That was the first time I met her.
You said you hated her, bro. You hated her. You
now, I think
bro.
That time we can.
No,
we can,
I remember that time.
That time, I think.
That's the first time I heard.
I think that's fair because that was a time where I fell asleep on a girl. You met the same girl in the lobby. That we had no idea.
I don't think you know the whole story.
Well, I don't because I don't trust her. But when I'm going to
I don't think you got the whole story.
Somebody's
best friend, fucking Cooley, says, "Hey, man,
just call that name."
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What I was
fuck that nigga.
What I was going to say was, I had one interaction with her. You had another one, but it was totally separate, and we didn't know each other had the same interaction. That's all I was going to say. All
right, cool.
But the interaction I was going to bring up was we was in the same room, and the girl came out the
Was that my crib?
Yeah, I don't think you were there, man.
Nigga wasn't
there. Hey, nigga, everybody was trying to use your room.
Hey.
It was the first person that got there. It was like, all right, I got it, nigga.
Sorry.
Yeah, she must have used the room.
Oh, shit.
Smelling shit.
I tried to call a friend, but she didn't want to come over.
All I'm saying is, I looked at a girl, and she was like, yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, you know your boy over there tried to holler at me. And he said, look, Gavin over there with a whole nother girl. What you going to do? And I was like, he my friend. I like him. I was like, that nigga Ty ain't no fucking good.
So, can I throw this out here?
Nigga tried to block it.
So, can I throw this out here?
But, hey.
Whoa. Can I throw this out here?
Go ahead.
So, I'm going to give you from start to finish.
Okay? You can hate on your boys.
I agree
with that.
You agree though? That's your boy like that.
I didn't do that though.
And I told Jamal, I was like, yo, she gave me a little bit more play than what she giving you. I'ma hate on you, but
so,
and I told him,
all right, so
like,
take this out. I met old girl in Atlanta. Right?
Okay, that's a whole nother girl.
No, same girl. Nah, this is
fucking girl, I'm talking about was a dude.
Well, I don't know. White skin chick.
She wasn't in Atlanta.
Yeah, you're right.
I know which one y'all talking about. That wasn't at my house.
Okay.
Though, but I know which one you're talking about.
No, the white skin one was at your house.
No.
Hey,
man, she was kind of thick. All right, maybe I did hate on you. All right. I was like, yo, she kind of cute. She might be kind of smart. Fuck it. I'm getting that shit. All right.
Stupid smart.
Exactly. That's my point. I know how to fucking pick them out. All right. I like smart women. All right. So, anyways, maybe I did pull up on a girl, you know, sitting next to her and everything.
You, nigga.
And I was like, you guys already had. No. Check this out. You guys already had your junior bacon time.
Oh, shit.
You guys had your junior bacon time. So I was like, yo, well, fuck it. I guess Jamar and company is doing whoever else in company. So I was like, well, this one's left out. Let me bag old girl here. Why couldn't I get her? I didn't know she was with you.
True.
Now, I didn't know that.
Because I was a dumbass. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to Unscripted Podcast. This when I was young and dumb.
Nah, nigga, don't fuck that shit up. Like, don't try to.
No, when I was young and dumb, at this house party, I invited like four girls who I was hollering at.
Bro, I forgot all about old girl, man.
When you was in college, bro, it didn't matter, bro. Fuck it.
Because I wasn't going to school up there, so I was.
That's my point. So we done hollered at like three, four chicks.
So
girls.
Yeah. But you talk the girl in Atlanta and the girl at this house party.
Two totally different chicks. Yeah.
But at that house party, you was looking through and you was like, who's there?
Who's open?
Who's available?
Yeah.
And I was talking to a girl in the corner, and you was like, whatever. And now the girl who we talking about.
All right, so if y'all don't know on the pod, I like them smart. All right, that's what attracts me. If you got a fucking mind, that's what attracts me. You can hold a conversation.
That's not fair. I'm not giving you that.
No, that is fair. Because if you can hold a conversation with me,
Tyler,
I'm not
talking about a girl. You don't know she automatically smart.
No, but if I talk to any girl, I ain't talking about that first.
You can tell within the first couple minutes.
Yeah, like if I say hello to you,
ties into because it's the same thing. Because Ty's right. We try to talk to all the same, like not all the same, but it was in a
row.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, you got this easy vibe. Fuck it.
I like rats.
You know. But that's the thing. I like ass. I like ass. I mean, I'm a big thing into sometimes you just need a quick fix, all right? hey, I don't feel like jacking off tonight. Can you do it for me? what it is.
Mm-mm, Ty stole it. My thing is a rack. If you got a rack, I'm hollering at you. So, those two girls we're referring to had racks.
Yep. See, and to me, those two girls were available. Nigga, you had a chick every fucking night.
Technically, that
was. Come on, man. I was at UNCG, man. I mean, I was at UNCC, but I was at the G.
T. Nah, nigga, you were at T. Come on, man. Get it right. Everybody else know you was at T.
I had a nigga actually DM me last week.
Pause.
He was like, you're not going to throw me in the same boat as him. Nigga DM me last week. He was like, I saw you at A&T. I was like, you absolutely did not.
Whoa. But
there was another dude.
Said he seen you at A&T?
But I told him, I was like, there was another dude who was albino at A&T. Maybe you saw him. Because it was a dude who went to y'all school who was. Because Jamar had sent me a picture of him. And he was like, I'm not for sure. But it was funny.
I don't know though, bro. You got a brown beard, bro. That's pretty different for albino.
Tell him it's brown.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm pretty sure it was you.
Puerto Rican.
I'm pretty sure it was you.
Hey, man.
Come on, bro.
This shit still work?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bro, that's good.
Emily Worth at the ball. Rod. Hey, yo. That's what
we're doing. Hey, man. I don't play, man. You know what I'm saying? Ninth grade when niggas was yelling, you know what I'm saying? That shit was off limits. But I was one of the first niggas who played.
Tell me about Junior Bacon Town.
Hey, man. I feel you, bro. I feel you, bro.
Rob, what's your question for the group?
So my question is going to be a real simple.
This probably need to come out first because we ain't yelling at each other on this.
This is a better one.
It's going to be a simple, easy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, we got new shit.
Niggas actually green on his pod and shit. Hey. All right, so say you a millionaire, right?
Good. Okay.
I ain't drinking all of
it. Question.
I give it again.
Okay.
Would you rather be overpaid or overrated?
I would.
What Jay-Z said, I'd rather be overpaid than overrated. No. Yeah.
I would definitely rather be overpaid than overrated. Yeah.
Even if you already got the money.
I mean, you can't change this logic.
No. If you got the money, so it's not like
I don't care if a nigga call me overrated. Like Kendrick Lamar don't give a fuck that we don't care about none of his shit. Mm-hmm. Or that, you know.
Yeah, we just talked about how he was overrated.
If somebody was in the room talking about that nigga Mark, he think he the shit.
Kendrick Lamar.
I promise that nigga's last paper that he wrote, that shit wasn't shit, boy.
But I got the verdict that I wanted.
I wouldn't care. I wouldn't give a fuck as long as you pay me my money.
I definitely rather be overpaid than overrated. Yeah. Right now, shout out to Tony Rock. He said something that was classic. He said, all black people are underpaid, no matter who you are in this world.
True.
I believe it.
And his example was,
I don't think Jay-Z's underpaid.
Live Nation could say, Jay-Z gonna make us.
He is,
though.
He actually owns a percentage of that shit now.
I understand, but
he is underpaid though. He is underpaid. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
check this out. When Jay-Z comes to Charlotte right now, and he says, "I'm coming to Charlotte one night." There's so many hotel rooms. There's so many bars. There's so many gas goes up. Like it's so much things that comes into people traveling that Jay-Z doesn't get a percentage of.
Okay.
But we're saying like, hey, we're only gonna give you that. So the thing is. For an example, and Tony Rock used the example of LeBron. He said LeBron gives X amount of city to Cleveland, right? Uh-huh. He said, so we know if LeBron brings us $500 million on one day, whatever, he said.
That's not every day.
I understand, but he said on the first day LeBron comes back, you add $500 million to my economy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the white man, I'm sorry. Shout out to all my white friends out there.
No, I don't say what you got. We get it.
I actually don't have no white friends. But the point is, he cool. Okay. Yeah, that's my guy. He my guy. I respect him.
I see what you're getting at. Go ahead.
Okay. So he said, what you look at and you say, it's $27 million that LeBron is worth. The white man will look at you and be like, let me give you 26.5 instead. And you know what LeBron will do? I take 26.5. That's great. But they don't say, but that's every job, right? So that was the other part of it. So when you look at it, I look at it right now, it's like, if Jay-Z came to Charlotte right now, he affects so much of the economy. On one day, bruh, I worked in hotels. I've seen how much hotels skyrocket because there's a Panther game tonight.
I get it. I get it. But like, all right, so hotels directly affect what's happening in the city.
Yeah, CIAA.
Gas doesn't. That owner of gas does not get that big-ass percentage if gas goes up.
True.
Yeah. Doesn't happen.
20 cents.
The food, Wendy's prices don't go up.
Well, I'll say this. Jay-Z said one line that will forever change the landscape.
Now, Jay-Z is my favorite artist, but yeah, I want to hear y'all.
He said one line that will forever change the landscape of how niggas dress. He said, I don't wear jerseys on 30+. Yep, give me a crisp pair of jeans, niggas button up.
That was my argument earlier. That is the only reason
why
niggas
wear button ups. That is the only reason why people in general, like, I mean, I guess white boys been wearing button ups. But black people
wear
button
ups.
That's the only reason you wear button ups.
Okay.
Think about how many different avenues he's affected because of that. That's polo. That's Tommy Michael Kors. That's whoever has a button up to this day owes Jay-Z money every time a black person buys a button. I don't care what nobody says. It's always wearing was tall tees and jerseys.
And jerseys.
Literally, Cameron had everybody wearing tall tees, jerseys, and pink. That's literally it.
So can I have a rebuttal?
What's up?
No.
The culture changes over time. We know that.
That's true. But it's pushed by something. Kendrick Lamar, man, never made me do shit.
Bro, that nigga's style is horrible, bro.
His style, Drake has made me do. Drake has definitely had more style
than Kendrick Lamar.
He's on the back end. Like, I was wearing jumpsuits before Drake. Everybody thinks Drake started the jumpsuits yet. Drake is mad late, but Drake has made me do more shit than Kendrick Lamar. Honestly, who's on
the I agree with everything you just said.
You can look at like Fabulous. That's the nigga that's the nigga.
Or Wale
has because he on sneaker game.
Sneaker wise?
That's all Kanye. Game.
And Big Sean.
Come on, bro. Kanye gets it from Wale. Yeah.
Kanye brought retro J's before
you
Wale.
You are bullshit.
Nah, we was wearing all the like.
You are bullshit.
Far more these was wearing. I've never stopped wearing Jordans.
This nigga had Jordans.
Kanye say he brought Jordans back.
My nigga.
No. Kanye was bringing in J's.
It's Pippin right here because of who?
I understand.
Jordan, my nigga, like, come on.
Nah, I ain't gonna. Kanye wants you to get wants to give himself.
Bruh, that shit.
He wants to, yeah, like, nah.
Kanye run that shit popular back from high school.
It didn't happen.
Y'all talking about that. I'm talking about this younger generation. I had Pippins.
Bro, you got Travis Scott. You got Jay. They was all wearing sixes at the same exact time. I'm done.
We gotta turn this into the last podcast. But what I'm trying to say is, when you look at it, you saying like, all right, well, let's look.
You're
at
saying Kanye jumped over the jump man. That's what you're saying.
I think he definitely did. I think numbers to you.
I'm not gonna argue there. Hey, argue there.
Up. I'll buy some Yeezys.
I'm not gonna argue.
It's all repetition.
I'm not gonna argue that. I wore the fucking tens from fucking 2010 today to work. Like, I'm not gonna argue.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, when I look at it and I'm saying, all right,
no way.
When I look at Kanye versus Wale, Kanye, y'all remember when 23 is back? First got hopping, like popping and
before
shit.
Before Kanye.
No, that shit happened like 9th or 10th grade.
That's probably when you jumped on it. Because I've been on that shit since.
And, And I give you that in because elementary I remember when I was in the 10th grade, I was like, yo, how y'all know when all the drawings come out? And they was like 23 is back. And that was 10th grade. And I was like,
my nigga, you know me since fucking 9th grade. You have never seen me in a pair of Nikes that weren't Jordans.
That is true. Yeah, I give you that.
Other than Pimpers
now.
Which you can argue are a function of Jordans.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that happened 6 years
you
before
even
my leg.
Bro, I was the first person.
Yeah, he had the worst ones at LeBron's.
No, way before Wale.
Yeah, but that happened before
that
Kanye.
Way before Wale.
But that happened before Kanye.
And I'm giving you, I'm not arguing you against that. I'm telling you.
See, you didn't say that though. You just went directly into
it. Y'all said Wale. I'm like, no, Kanye did that before Wale.
I think Wale has a bigger impact on sneaker culture than Kanye does.
I don't think so.
I think
Kanye want motherfuckers to buy is his Yeezys.
Mm-mm. No. There was a point in time when Kanye was really running like Jordan things, but I really looked
at
it.
No, it was
like,
just Jordan 6s. He didn't wear anything else but Jordan 6s.
He was also on Aquas and the 3s. Kanye did do
no,
Jordan.
No. Jay-Z
him
was
Don
on the 3s. No, we're not talking Don C. We're not talking Don C. We're not talking.
Oh, God. This guy.
I think that's the end of it.
That's the end.
Yeah, okay,
that's
so nice. Listen, we ended.
It's over.
Gavin fell out the chair.
Gavin fell out the chair.
All right, good night. Thank y'all
that's
for listening.
That's it.